Back in the old days, everyone had geared up more or less as they liked, but now as Claire and Jed strolled along Merton Road, they were instantly recognisable as sorts, as followers of the Deja Vu rock groups such as Alienation and KU422. The clothes were cheap and conservative, the type of casual wear clerks and other junior office workers would buy off the peg from C&A or Marks & Spencer's. What made sorts stand out was the unusual colour combinations they adopted, most typically black and red. The Merton Marauders, a fanatical firm of Wimbledon supporters, had just clocked the two sorts. The Marauders were hardcore hicks, dressed in flares and tie-dyed T-shirts. Their leader, Dave Cosgrove, was in his late 20s and had followed the Dons from their days as non-league outsiders to cup-winning status. Until a few weeks ago, Dave and his firm of teenage hooligans had been casuals. The change came after Dave read a novel about soccer crews by Chicken Feed. Once hacks started churning out paperbacks about hooligans in expensive casual wear, it was time for a change of gear. The flares and tie-dyes had been chosen because they were cheap and out of fashion. Before he read Chicken Feed's book, Cosgrove had never heard of sorts. He'd suspected the cult was just a figment of the author's over-fertile imagination. The newspaper headlines of the last few days had put him straight about that. Casuals and sorts were natural enemies, and despite their metamorphosis from casuals to hicks, the Marauders still perceived sorts as a vermin to be wiped from the face of the earth. Claire and Jed had been in enough gang fights to resist the urge to run. Claire swung a fist. There was a satisfying crunch of splintering bone. A hick staggered backwards, spitting out gouts of blood and the occasional piece of broken tooth. The remaining members of the gang were more careful. Whipping out their Stanley knives, they formed a circle around the two sorts. A blade tore into Claire's cheek. She put her hand to her face and another blade slashed her fingers. The Marauders literally cut the two sorts into ribbons. Radio and TV bulletins broadcast news of the gang deaths in Merton to a horrified British nation. As Saturday morning became afternoon and then night, gang warfare broke out in every city. Sorts, casuals and hicks were battling it out to avenge their dead. Bookshops found they had a sudden rush of orders for a paperback called Casual. Its publishers were making a few last-minute changes to its follow-up. Originally entitled Yo Boy, the novel had been renamed Hick. A typeset was earning overtime, pasting in changes to the camera-ready copy, changes which the author had not been consulted about. They'd massively increased the sales but were virtually irrelevant from an artistic point of view. All references to sportswear were deleted, and descriptions of flares and tie-dyed T-shirts substituted in their place. The original cover art was scrapped, and a photographer was developing a series of colour prints of Hicks he'd taken less than an hour before. He was making a small fortune from this rush job.